I'm not telling you religion is bad. Religion is great. Here's the problem, though. Old habits die hard. And so when I call women out on this behavior, I don't care that it makes you feel bad. I don't care if you like, oh, what? Why would he say that? That's so mean. I don't care if it's mean. I care if it's accurate. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, my friends. You know what I think we need to talk more about? We need to talk more about Christian women, because apparently there are multiple men, and I already knew this, but it's being validated, which I'm thankful for. There are multiple men who understand what I'm talking about when it comes to whether it's Christian women, Islamic women, Jewish women, Hindu women, Buddhist women. Women are women, and men tend to be men. I know that's shocking. I know people are going to be like, what? That can't be. Oh, it is. Oh, it is, unfortunately. And I find you will not believe the amount of laughs I've had over the past day and a half. So the video I did about Christian women being the problem has become one of the most popular videos on this channel, which honestly, I figured might happen at some point, but I didn't expect it to happen so quickly. And the reason why I think it is because women cannot stand criticism. You know, my friends, I know some of you know this, and I'm not trying to treat you like you're stupid. A lot of you know about as much as I do. You just don't want to risk your job, or you don't want to risk the rejection. Oh, I don't blame you at all. I really don't. Because at the end of the day, women are not going to change, because women are women. And especially because right now, in a lot of ways, they're frankly winning. Not always, because men are winning, and men always win. We always win in the long run. All you gotta do is look at how many women are on TikTok at 40 years old, crying about not having children, not having a man, and all this kind of stuff. When's the last time you heard a man get on TikTok and was like, I wish I had a wife and kids. Well, I've never heard that one. I've never heard that one before. So, gentlemen, we need to talk more about Christian women, because apparently y'all understand what I'm talking about. When it comes to, there are so many women today, and I've seen them in my church, I've seen them on the internet, I've seen them all across the board. Women like to find God when it's convenient for them. Women like to say, oh, I love God now. Where did you love God when you were having orgies with Chad and Tyrone? Where was God when you were getting your insides rearranged by all these dudes in college? I'm in college, by the way. I know it. I see it all the time. Okay? And look, we need 304s in this marketplace. Because, hey, I got needs, you got needs, that's cool. But what I do have a problem with is when these people who are completely debaucherous individuals, they then want to come into my church. They then want to come into your church. They then want to come into these places of worship, and then they want to sit in the pews at 24, 25, 30, 35, and they want to sit down and they want to be like, I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My sins are washed away. I'm a new woman now. Yeah, that kind of thing. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, They act like they're Mary Magdalene, weeping at Jesus' feet. And then they want to pretend like, oh, I didn't hook up with 100 dudes over the past 10, 15 years. No, I didn't get trains ran on me. I didn't have early terminations of pregnancy. I didn't have all these things happen to me. I didn't get the clap twice. I didn't get the herp derp. I didn't get all these things, right? I've only had like 5 dudes of all time. Yeah. And in fact, now I'm born again. I'm involved in the church now. And so you got to forget all those things. And to that, I say, hold on a minute. Can God forgive you? Absolutely. Can I forgive you? Absolutely. Does that mean I'm going to forget? No. That's like you going, gentlemen, that's like you giving your friend like $1 million for a business. And then the business goes bankrupt and you lose all that money. And then he comes back to you and he's like, so I know I like poorly trashed your investment and everything, but like, you're going to forget about that, right? And forgive me and give me another $1 million.
Oh, hell no.
probably what you're gonna say, right? You're gonna be like, what? Are you crazy? You think I wanna do something like that? The answer is probably gonna be no. But yet we do that in the church all the time. Women will be out here making all these really, really atrocious choices, acting like total skeezers and 304s, which is fine if they want to do that. But what's not fine if they want to start in their lane, and they want to merge into this lane over here to where all the guys are at, who are actually trying to be virtuous, moral individuals, and then they want to merge into that lane, and then they want to be like, oh, all of a sudden I found God, or, oh, I knew God the whole time, but like, I went through some really hard times. I went through tribulation. I was being torn away and I was being in the spirit of rebellion. But now, I'm a good woman now. Now I've been saved and clean and you can't judge me because only God can judge me. How many times you heard that one? Look, I think it's great that people find religion. Religion is great. I'm not telling you religion is bad. Religion is great. Here's the problem though. Old habits die hard. And so when I call women out on this behavior, I don't care that it makes you feel bad. I don't care if you like, oh, what? Why would he say that? That's so mean. I don't care if it's mean. I care if it's accurate. If you look at the comment section, which is like 100 comments by now, in that video of Christian women on the problem, you'll see people calling me an incel, and everybody who agrees with me in incel, you'll call people calling names, asking who hurt you. You know, the classic stuff that we all hear on the side of the internet all the time. And I'm here for it. I'm not triggered. I find it funny. Because if I really wanted to pull receipts out, I could do that. But I don't see the need to do that. I have nothing to prove to these individuals at all. But the brothers, on the other hand, who know what I'm talking about, they see it. They know what I'm talking about, and they want to say, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that we're actually having this conversation now. Because how many times in your life have you heard a pastor call out with fire and brimstone the spirit of Jezebel and Lilith in the church today? You probably never have you? You've never been like, yo, you women in this church who come in here with the short skirts and you got your cleavage showing and whatnot, you gotta cover that up right now in the name of Jesus. That has never happened. Nope. Oh, when's the last time you had a woman come in the church and she gives a whole, like, sermon about how, ladies, you know, I've gone down all these adulterous paths and whatnot, and you shouldn't do it because it's going to damage your worth, and it's going to damage your social dating market value, it's going to prevent you from finding a good man that you're actually attracted to, all these things, right? They don't do that. No. Instead, they tell you as a man that it's your responsibility to man up, be a real man, be a real Christian man, and then it's your job to just marry her and make an honest woman out of her. She hasn't been an honest woman a day in her life. Why am I the one that now has to marry her? Why in the world would I do that to myself? Are you going to be there to tell the judge the same thing when I get divorced in 7 years on average? Probably not. So why would I do the thing like that? Why would I pay? Let's think about this, okay? This is not meant to dehumanize anybody in any way. But let's put this in less people terms, in more money terms, because people understand money and numbers don't lie. So let's go into the numbers part of this. Let's say that you're going to and ladies, if you get mad at this, don't. It's a metaphor. It's a metaphor, you know, like a representation. It's not an actual comparison, it's not a direct comparison. But let's go to a car lot. Let's say you're talking to a car salesman, okay? And you go up to see all the new nicest cars and you're like, oh, well, that's nice. I like that. Okay. And then you go over to the used car lot and the price of the nice new car is the exact same as the price of the used beat up old, you know, 1950 something mobile that's not restored, not have new rims, not have a new transmission, not have a new engine, nothing. And then you're like, is this real? This can't be real, right? And the guy's like, oh no, it's very real. And in fact, not only is it real, but if you doubt me, you're the problem, because if you don't just accept what I tell you, you're a bad person. You have a problem, and I'm going to call you a bunch of names, and I'm going to try to blackmail you and extort you and make you feel bad and everything. Does that sound familiar to anybody listening to the show? Gentlemen, I hate to be the bearer of bad news here, but even if you're a married guy, do you really think that your wife doesn't look at other dudes? You really think that you are always the first choice? Look, I know this is not what you want to hear. I understand that. You want me to come up here and tell you that to give you the green light, never doubt people, especially women, because last time I checked, women were people, and people tended to be shady and to get what they want. Last time I checked, women were people, and people tend to be shady. So why in the world would you question people who have an active interest in deceiving you to get what they want that nobody else has given them? Gentlemen, let's really have that discussion for 2 seconds. If the deal she's presenting to you is so great, if she's such a valuable asset, why is she not already married? And why is half of the population, or about, in men, no one else has taken this deal yet? If the deal is so good, then why has no one taken it yet? I mean, it begs the question, right? The answer is pretty obvious. And again, this is not meant to say that people are worthless as human beings. Point is, they're not relationship material. They don't deserve your commitment. No one deserves anything. Everybody earns what they get in this life. I don't understand where this idea came from that, oh, we need to respect women. We need to respect the... How about you respect people whom you respect, who are earning of your respect? And I'm not talking about basic human rights, like basic human respect. I'm talking about reverence, actual respect. Nobody should just get that by default, because if you're doing that, you're creating respect inflation, where your respect becomes worthless. It's not valuable anymore if you give it to everybody for free. But for some reason, women think they're entitled to our respect, our commitment, and everything else. And this is the problem. Gentlemen, let me know in the comments what you think about this, because this is a real issue in the church today. I could go on at length about this, but I don't see a need to do this for the next... I'll do this more and more as time goes on, but they can't handle criticism, so we're going to give them more and more because I don't care. I care about the truth and about honesty. My friends, let me know what you think. Please share your stories. I love to read them. And if you want me to give advice, I will. Well, my friends, you take care of yourselves. Always do your research. Always think for yourself, because if you don't, I don't know what you're doing. Well, my friends, you take care of yourselves. Always be on the lookout for number one. Not to hurt people, but to take care of your own interests, because if you don't do it, who will? My friends, take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.